Two incidents involving Kansas City buses in recent days have sparked new concerns about the safety of drivers and, for that matter, the safety of passengers. The attack of a driver was the third serious assault against an ATA bus driver since October. Here to talk about it with us is Cynthia Baker. She's the KCATA Director of Marketing. And, Cindy, nice to have you back again.
Good morning. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Well, this isn't good. A bus driver attacked, a 16-year-old boy shooting at a crowded city bus, causing minor injuries to three passengers. What's going on?
Well, I wish we know. And if there's one thing we know for certain, it's that there's no easy answers to this.
Yeah.
You know, we I think that crime obviously is escalating across the country. It's not unique to Kansas City and it's not unique to transit.
Yeah. I'm just struck by this notion of just how vulnerable, how exposed your bus drivers are day in and day out. Their backs are to the their passengers most of the time. They have mirrors for sure, but they're focused on the road most of the time, right? Not what's going on behind them.
That's a frustration and a real concern for our bus drivers. We met with about 100 drivers last week to begin talking about what we can do. And you hear it. They also are concerned about themselves, but they're also concerned about the 40 people that are on their buses. And it's very obviously disturbing to them and to us.
What can your agency do to give them a little broader sense of security? I mean, is there much you can do, Cindy?
Well, everything is on the table, and I keep saying that, and we truly mean it. So we are taking suggestions from the public. We're taking suggestions from our bus drivers, and we're also looking at best practices across the country. I Googled bus stabbings a couple of weeks ago, and in the same week that ours occurred, it occurred in three other systems across the country. So this is not unique, and we plan to work across the country to see what other people are doing.
You're taking suggestions from the public. Let's take some suggestions from our public here this morning and ask our listeners to chime in. What can be done to make city bus drivers safer? How safe do you feel aboard a city bus these days? Our phone number here, 816-235-2888. We want to hear from you, so give us a shout, 816-235-2888. And you can also email us at updatedate@kcur.org or tweet us at KCUR up to date. What concerns did your drivers express when you met with them a few days ago? What are they saying to you about what's happening out there and what needs to be done?
Well, a couple of things. So, first of all, people are carrying weapons more than ever. And short of us having metal detectors, which is a very impractical solution for public transit, that's a problem. That's a problem. Weapons are banned from buses, but we obviously have no way of knowing. But then there's also some things that we're going to look at even internally. I feel like we're approaching this from the inside out. There are some inconsistencies with the way some drivers take fares. For instance, if someone is short a fare, one driver may regularly let them board all the time. Another will try to enforce that, which can create conflict. So we're going to be doing some education, retraining, as well as looking at some of the physical structures of the bus. You know, is it appropriate to go ahead and get a plexiglass enclosure for the bus driver? That is being done in many places across the country.
Does it work?
Well, I don't know yet. They feel like it does. Now, our bus drivers are very adamant that we not do this. They feel more trapped inside a plexiglass enclosure. There's no left-hand door for a driver. So in the case of an accident or an emergency, they would still have to get out that right side plexiglass.
But I gather those plexiglass enclosures are, there's a door and a lock on them?
You bet, yes.
Like, it's like an airplane cockpit in a sense.
Yeah, it's probably similar to that. And many systems, Chicago, New York, Miami, are moving toward that. We tested them in our fleet, and the drivers just didn't like them from the safety standpoint. Also, they didn't like being distanced from their customers.
Yeah. Again, let's get some comments from our listeners. If you have a thought about what can be done to make our drivers safer and how safe you feel aboard the buses these days, 816-235-2888. You can also email us at updatedate@kcur.org. I was really struck, Cindy, by one of the incidents that occurred just a few days ago. That's the reason we're having this conversation today. There was an incident on July 13th, and we're talking about a dispute over a fare here, when two men attacked a bus driver, supposedly in a dispute over a fare, not an affair, a fare. What can you tell us about what happened there?
Well, that's precisely what happened. One person didn't have the fares, so the operator informed them they'd have to leave. Someone else actually paid the fare for them, and the bus driver told them, okay, go ahead and sit down.
So a passenger offered to pay the fare.
And they gave him the money, and the young man paid his fare, and the operator told them to go ahead and sit down. However, after that, the two young men began to be very verbally abusive and using a lot of foul language. So that's when the operator tried to usher them off. And, you know, he didn't want to subject the passengers to that. So that's when he said, no, you just need to get off. And then it escalated from there.
And you wonder about the passengers themselves who are witnessing all this. That's a scary situation for them to be in because, I guess for the driver too, you don't know if these guys are armed.
You absolutely don't. I think we heard it from a lot of people that they wondered, well, why didn't these passengers do something? And I've heard this from across the country. If you see the videos, a lot of passengers are just sitting there not helping. And it's really difficult to judge that because I don't know what I would do or what you should do in a case like that. And the police tell us, frankly, people should stay uninvolved or, you know, call 911, get some help.
I'm wondering, how vulnerable do your drivers say they feel aboard KCATA buses these days?
Well, for the most part, because in spite of the fact that we've had a couple of recent ones, these incidences are so rare, quite honestly, that most drivers feel safe. They have the ability to contact our dispatch with a covert alarm immediately. Dispatch can turn on an audio system so that we can hear what's going on even without communicating to the bus driver. Right. We can immediately dispatch 911. Our drivers are instructed that if there's any kind of conflict, we don't want them to be in the conflict. They should call for help.
So there's a button they can push that actually connects them with with KCATA headquarters?
Yes.
And someone there, a dispatcher, can listen to what's going on in that bus
and
send help quickly?
Yes.
I imagine the police are pretty good about responding to a bus situation, right?
Police really are. We have a terrific relationship with them. And this is probably a good time to mention that we also hire off-duty police officers, uniformed police officers, to ride our buses. And we just increased that. They'd been riding about 700 hours a month, and we've increased that about 25%.
And they're not wearing uniforms, I gather.
They are wearing uniforms.
They are wearing uniforms.
Yes, they're just off-duty. But they are just on buses.
And they're just riding around making sure that folks are safe and feel safe when they're on the bus.
That's right.
Yeah, that's interesting. How about the July 26th story that was in the newspaper involving a 16-year-old boy who fired shots at a very crowded city bus? Cindy, what happened there?
Well, that was a fight that took place on the bus. The young man that was targeted for the shot, the gun, was being beat up on the bus. And he was actually boarded the bus with that group of kids. They were all together. Something was said. They began to beat the young man up on the bus. Bus driver immediately called for help, most everybody began to leave the bus. The young man that they were beating up opened the window and spit at one of the boys that brought out a gun immediately and shot him in the hand. So that could have been so much worse. A hand injury, it could have been much, much worse.
It sounds like, just from the tenor of our conversation here, that this notion of enclosing the drivers with these plexiglass boards or whatever, it seems to be probably where we're headed here.
You know, I don't know. I hate to say that because our union and our operators are at this point very against it. So I'm not sure where we'll go.
That just surprises me a little bit, again, given the fact how vulnerable they are, that this might be a fairly handy solution to deal with this very particular case here.
Well, several cities have made that conclusion, and we're going to be visiting with them to see how their results have been.
How expensive would it be to enclose those buses that way, the drivers?
Not terribly. Depending on the style, you can get a full enclosure, a half enclosure, anywhere from a couple thousand to $10,000 a bus.
Okay. Well, again, let's get our listeners involved here. We want to hear from you. We're wondering what needs to be done to make our city bus drivers safer and how safe you feel aboard city buses these days. Our phone number, 816-235-2888. Our email address is uptodate@kcur.org. Let's go to Jeannie from Leawood. Jeannie, good morning. You're on the show. You there, Jeannie?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just calling with if they can post a code of conduct on each bus, so that people that are on the bus, you know, number one, it gives you something to read at different spots in the bus, but they also understand what's expected of everyone.
What should be expected of passengers, Jeannie?
Well, when I used to ride the bus every day, I lived at 50th and Main and rode the bus downtown for quite a few years. You know, we sat, chit-chatted calmly. Everybody was going to work. You know, you were polite. But we just didn't have that kind of behavior. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I think that, you know, when people are expected to behave a certain way, you tend to get that more. People need to know what the expectations are.
And do you think putting a code of conduct inside the bus will help spur that kind of behavior?
I think it will help everybody realize what is acceptable and what is not. And when it is not acceptable, then the mask it will give them fuel to say, no, I am not going to be treated that way. People treat you the way you let them treat you. And that way the bus driver himself or herself would then know that everybody knows that they should say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. I mean, it's common courtesy.
Jeannie, hang on for me.
Stand up for anymore.
Jeannie, hang on with me just for a minute here. Let me open up a real can of worms here, Cindy. Are your bus drivers armed?
No.
Should they be?
We don't believe so. No.
Why not?
Wow. For the same reason that we don't want, or so far that society has not wanted teachers necessarily to be armed. We just think that does open a can of worms, Steve, and we don't really think it's a path we want to go down.
Let me see if our listeners agree with you or not. 816-235-2888. Should our bus drivers be armed or not? Jeannie, what do you think? Should they be armed?
No, I don't believe in weapons. No. I think society can take care of themselves, being polite, and everybody standing up for what is right, just as treating human beings with respect.
All right, Jeannie, I appreciate the phone
call. When you see a problem, you should help people. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Appreciate it.
Have your drivers expressed any interest in carrying firearms of any kind in the wake of these incidents?
Some have. But and I say everything's on the table, but I don't think that one is going to be changed.
Is there a policy that says they can't carry?
Yes, there is a policy.
And they agree to that when they're hired, I imagine.
Yes.
To change the policy, what would have to happen?
Well, frankly, I'm not even, and I don't want to speak out of turn, Steve, but I'm not even sure, according to state law or city statute, that they can carry. Well, I guess they could have their own concealed carry, but. I just don't see that happening.
You think it's a little bit ways down the road?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. Again, our phone number here, 816-235-2888. Let's go to Kathy from Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. No, I do not believe they should be armed.
Why not?
I believe very much in what your last caller was talking about, a code of ethics. I mean, people think that we all know this, that idea of common courtesy. But, you know, it's just like in the theater. When children come to the theater for the first time, they need to be told how you behave in the theater. Unfortunately, we as adults, apparently, still need to be told how to behave. It isn't common courtesy anymore. You need to be told. And I think once you're told and there are boundaries drawn, this helps, because
okay,
there's no way people just understand what a common courtesy is anymore.
All right.
And I do think a code of ethics printed on the bus, printed in the newspaper, printed on the bus stations, the bus stops, I think it's worthwhile.
All right.
Absolutely no guns.
Kathy, thank you for the call. Let's go to Sonia from Kansas City, Missouri. Sonia, good morning.
Yes, hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Go real quick, if you would, Sonia, real quick.
Well, just wanted to comment that when I had invited the information to friends that I was going to take my daughter on the Kansas City bus, me growing up in Vancouver, Canada, every time we go back home, we always ride the bus and the C bus, and it's this really rich experience. You hear all these different languages, and it's super fun. So I thought, summer break, we'll take a bus down to Science City, because we hardly ever ride the bus.
Right.
He three people that I told were like, what are you talking about? Do not take your children on the bus. It's so dangerous. And I was so saddened by that. And even my mother-in-law, who is from here,
I'm sorry, I got to scoot here. We have another segment I've got to get to. I want to thank Cynthia Baker, the KCATA Director of Marketing, for coming in. Cynthia, thanks so much. Appreciate it very much.
You're so welcome.